Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is April the 20th, the third Thursday in the month of April. Happy April. Happy Thursday. Happy spring. Happy New Year 2023. You know, April is Stress Awareness Month. We talked about that 2 weeks ago, and I pray you are monitoring and managing your stress. You know, it's very important to do that because you are the best person to manage your stress. No one can do that for you. And stress, as we all know, can be detrimental to our health when it's not managed. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough for all of the support that I have received over these past 3 years. I cannot believe that we are in year three, pushing to year four. And so please subscribe to this podcast and our YouTube channel. If you want to find out more what's happening in the ministry, you can visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, let's dig in and get our episode started for the day. And then this is the final chapter. part five of You Have Superpowers. I'm telling you, it's been really rich. It has been extremely rich. But this is our final chapter of You Have Superpowers.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass, and voice, and a host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it. On this podcast, we love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting other poets' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. But today, I did not find a quote. I did not find a poem. I am going straight to the Word of God. Amen. And so I'm coming from John 14, 23 through 29. I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to start out with a little bit of it. So Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all the things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And so I came from John 14, 23 through 29. I didn't read up until 29, but, you know, this is the time when Jesus will be leaving the disciples soon. and he wanted to let them know, I'm leaving, but you will not be alone. You know, he did not want to leave his disciples to their own devices. You know, he didn't want to leave them in a way where they didn't have help or hope. And Jesus promised to send them an advocate, send them the Holy Spirit to inhabit their hearts and to give them understanding and direction in their lives. And so the Greek word parakletos, and it literally means to call alongside. Jesus promises the disciples the paraclete, which is the Holy Spirit, to walk with them as their teacher and their guide, just as he did, right? And so in other words, Jesus was leaving another superpower that his Spirit, the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, will call alongside, right? The paraclete will live on the inside of them as their teacher and their guide. And so Jesus wanted to still leave help and hope. And that's a beautiful thing, even though the disciples didn't really fully understand it in the beginning. But Jesus knew his disciples, you know, with them being, you know, with him for so long and the 3 years and going through all of the different stages in Jesus's ministry and being used to being around him, right? And someone that they called friend. Jesus knew his friends would need, you know, a comforter. Jesus knew his friends would not be able to carry the ministry all over the world by themselves. He knew that they would need a superpower, right? That would give them everything they need in order to complete the mission of Jesus Christ. And that was leaving his Spirit. The disciples were used to his Spirit, right? When it was inside of his fleshly body, but they weren't used to something different. But related to him, you know, that is how they related to him, right? It was his Spirit. It is our spirits that are within us. This is how we are alive. And they were used to Jesus's Spirit, you know, and definitely they related to him more as a human being, right? In the natural, that's what we do. We relate to people as human beings, not realizing that Jesus's Spirit would be more advantageous, right, to them doing and fulfilling the promise. Definitely Jesus knew they would grieve his loss. They would grieve, you know, him leaving them. They would grieve, right, that friendship and that fellowship that they had with their friend. And this is the same superpower you have, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you. And the Spirit's role, you know, in 2 Corinthians 3:18 is to reveal the glory of Christ in the gospel, which cannot be done until Jesus had to fulfill some things. He had to die. He had to be buried. He had to rise. He had to be raised from the dead. And he reigns forevermore. And so that's the key work of the Holy Spirit that he could not do until Jesus was gone. The Holy Spirit's work is spelled out in the promise of the new covenant in Ezekiel 36:27, where he says, I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Now that is the work of the Holy Spirit, which we just saw happens by revealing the glory of Jesus Christ, that his work, right, in this age, his work in this time, in this season, that he can still do things right now for you and for me. And Luke 22:20 makes clear that Jesus bought this work, secured this work, obtained this new covenant. How? By shedding his blood for you. This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant. So, you know, the question is, couldn't the Holy Spirit have come in power while Jesus was still here? The answer is no. The work of the Holy Spirit in the new covenant happens only through the sacrifice of Jesus' blood. And so there are many ways that the Holy Spirit works in our lives. This superpower of the Holy Spirit can work in our lives, but they all share one common goal, and that is to make us more like Jesus Christ. He works in believers by renewing our minds to be like the mind of Christ. He does this by convicting us of sin and leading us to repentance. The superpower, the Holy Spirit that we have access to, also works in us through the Word of God, influencing how we think. It is our mindset that Jesus knew. He knew that he had to address our mindset, just like he knew he had to address the mindset of his disciples. The Holy Spirit convicts us through God's word to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. So here are some things that the Holy Spirit does. This superpower that rests on the inside of you. One, it makes you more Christ-minded. And that is through this, what you call a sanctification process, an uprooting of ourselves, an uprooting of sinful desires, and leading us to live a holy and acceptable life. This is never a one-time deal, one-stop shop, right? It's a process. Because we were born into sin, sanctification is a process. There are layers that we have to work through and go through. It takes time, right? It takes time through this process of humbling oneself. It takes time and a process, right, of being challenged. Our selfish desires, our selfish ways being challenged. It's a process that strips us from thinking about ourselves first versus thinking WWJD, what would Jesus do? Number two, what does this superpower do? It helps you be a minister to others. It helps you witness to others. You are supposed to be a witness for Jesus Christ. He gives you a holy boldness because of this new covenant that you have, and the veil has been ripped from the top. You have access. We don't have to go through the priest anymore. You have access to boldly approach the throne and witness to others. You have been given power, love, and self-discipline to do all things. And we already know the goal of the Holy Spirit is to make us be like Jesus. But how does he do this? It is the process of that sanctification. We are not our own. And no, it's not as complicated as it appears. Some people think that the process is complicated, but the sanctification process of the Holy Spirit, stripping away our sinful habits and bringing us into holiness, all it takes is submission. Will we mess up? Yes. Will we sin? Yes. It's in our nature. It's in our DNA. But think about when you peel back an onion, there's still more layers. We won't get to the root, all the way in the center of the onion, until God calls us home. The Holy Spirit works in us by peeling away our sinful desires, peeling away our sinful nature, and replacing them with godly characteristics and godly traits. His work in us makes us more and more like Jesus. Another way the Holy Spirit gives us to bear witness, which that is what we just talked about, right? To bear witness. This is what we are supposed to do. When God says, you got to go strengthen your brethren. Strengthen your brethren. Don't work on yourself, right? Through this sanctification process. But once you get to a certain level, go back and pull some other people up. Help other people. Amen. And so another way, number three, this superpower guides you to all truth. You know, Jesus calls the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth, which is the Spirit that lives on the inside of us. The disciples were used to Jesus's truth, right? They were around his teaching. They were around the miracles. They were around him day and night. But now, instead of Jesus sharing it, now the truth would live on the inside of them. Jesus' spirit would reveal truth that no one even told them, just like the Holy Spirit does with you. This is what the superpower you have access to. God can reveal his truth to you. And you already have that internal compass, which is the Holy Spirit on the inside of you that gives you truth. Truth when you need it. But you must be on the right frequency. You got to make sure that you're using the right compass so that you can be guided to truth. Four, this superpower tugs on your heart. I'm telling you. Ooh, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, but in the same regard, has no cut cards about telling you about your stuff, about telling you when you are wrong, if you're using the internal compass. You got to be open. When you're not following the will of God, that superpower can pull on your heart in a way that you use the Holy, I call it the Holy Spirit sixth sense. Right? You know how Spider-Man has its spidey sense, but you have a Holy Spirit sense. Or in other words, people call discernment. And discernment has the ability, the capacity to spiritually tug when you're looking at something wrong, thinking something wrong, internalizing something wrong, going in the wrong direction, making a bad decision, or believing just something totally wrong. There is a sixth sense that we have. It is the Holy Spirit sense that convicts you to stop, drop, and roll. What I used to say is words to stop listening to the enemy, because there's no truth in them. Drop. Get on your knees and pray and roll. You got to be open to rolling to the will. And that is through surrender. We have to surrender our will to the will of our Father. Number five, this superpower will reveal God's word meets you where you are. This is the one thing that I love about. I love about God, right? He loves our flaws, and the Holy Spirit meets us where we are. You know, the Holy Spirit knows. The Holy Spirit, you know, Jesus's spirit can discern when we're off. It can discern what we're thinking, what we're doing, even before we even know what we're doing, right? And so the Holy Spirit teaches and reveals the meaning of scripture to us in a way to help us understand, to meet us where we are. Sometimes the scriptures, you know, can be challenging to understand, especially depending on what translation you're using, especially if you are a babe in Christ and this is your first time really diving in and studying the scriptures. You know, you may not know that there are other translations to help you to further understand the meaning, right? Yeah, to further understand. But definitely, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit can reveal, right? What the scripture means in context, can reveal just certain things as you read. If you read a little bit ahead and read a little bit behind and maybe even read the whole chapter, you can find out what stage is this in from the Old Testament. What stage of Jesus's ministry is this in? This superpower can help you get clarity, right, on whatever you're going through, on your personal needs. And we all need clarity. We all need help. We all need something. We need the word of God to shed light on our situations and the Holy Spirit can help. This superpower can help give you that clarity. Amen. Where did the time go? This was good, y'all. This was another great nugget, learning about our superpowers that we must have access and we have to use, right? Because God has given them to us as believers to use in our lives to live life and live it more abundantly. God wants you to access all of your superpowers. We've talked about them all. If you haven't heard it, go back to part one. You know, none of them can work though, I have to say. I left this one last. None of them can work without relying on the Holy Spirit to rest and rule and reside in your heart. It is the surrendering to the Holy Spirit that gives you an ear to hear His voice, a power to speak to the mountain, and the mountain must move, ability to see in the supernatural realm through faith. Beyond the natural realm, right? This superpower, the Holy Spirit, right? It can help you to open yourself so those layers can be peeled back to guide you to truth, so that you can use this sense, this Holy Spirit sense, right, to live life as heaven, as in heaven as it is on earth. This is in the Lord's Prayer. God doesn't want you to wait until you get to heaven to enjoy life, but enjoy life now. You know, we always put things, well, when my money gets right. Well, when I get married, when I have children, when I get the job I want, when I'm able to have a car to drive. No, God wants you to live life as it is in heaven, as it is on earth. He wants you to enjoy life now, and the only way to do that is to use your superpowers as a believer. God wants you to realize you have the power to reach and activate all of your superpowers, and realize that through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you can be guided to truth in a way that your supernatural touch has power, dominion, and authority to do whatever you deem it to do today. Amen. I definitely could not make it with all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Thank you for supporting the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast and share this podcast. Also, follow me on social media and reach out either on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, and Pinterest. Don't forget to check out our new online radio station, the Lioness Queen Inspiration Station. You can get the link on our website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, and email me. I would love to hear from you on how this ministry is inspiring you to live totally residue-free. My email is iamthelionessqueen@gmail.com. Come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from the Lioness Queen.